Ba-da-ba-da-ba-dum-bing.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to this week's podcast. I'm Santana, and I'm here with Josh and Nathan. And today, we are going to be discussing about whether or not we should use our precious Earth materials for space exploration and Mars colonization.
Dang, Santana, all this talk about space has got me out of this world.
That's a good joke, Josh. Now, coming back down to Earth, how do you feel about making a home in space, Nathan?
So personally, I think we should make a home in space, mainly because it'll be a good refuge site if Earth isn't hospitable anymore, and we could find interesting materials.
But can we find interesting things just by exploring what we have down here on Earth? And once Earth is not livable anymore, where would we go?
That's why we need to take better care of our Earth now. And then when it isn't livable anymore, we can work on getting to space then.
Well, I mean, in The Last Dog, it shows if we wait too long, it'll be too late to save our Earth. Just because in The Last Dog, the story is based around a ton of humans that have to live on this uninhabitable Earth anymore, and they have to struggle for food and water.
That is a very persuasive point, Nathan. What do you think about this whole situation, Josh?
I think that making a home in space would be a big waste of fossil fuels. We could use these other materials to build shelters and more homes for the homeless. Another reason we should make a home in space is that, like you said earlier, Satan, we have so many things that we don't even know about our own world, like the deep sea oceans, or for all we know, there could be a Wakanda in our jungles. Take the podcast Deep Sea Thinking as an example. In the text, it states we've only explored 3% of our oceans. This shows that there's still 97% of our oceans to explore instead of space.
Hey, but no, there could easily be more Wakandas in space than in our own world, and we've explored the same to less of our galaxy than our own Earth, because the galaxy is presumed to be infinite.
I know this, but outer space is limitless, whereas our oceans have a stopping point, and if Earth wasn't hospitable anymore, then we wouldn't be able to explore it. And once we could use some of the research with the oceans, maybe we could use that towards space.
That was a great conversation, Josh and Nathan. I will definitely go home and think about that. I'm afraid that's all of our time for today, folks. I would like to thank Nathan and Josh for having our conversation today. I would also love to thank our audience, because without you guys, all this would not be possible. I would also like to thank our man, or should I say woman, behind the scenes. Thank you all very much, and have a great day.
This podcast is brought to you by Title II Defunding, enhancing education through technology.